Not many people know this about me, but I am a family history enthusiast. The only party I throw every year, besides my kids' birthday parties, is a Dia de los Muertos party, where we all get together and talk about our ancestors. We also eat really good food that is all of our ancestors' favorites, so that makes it really fun too. So, when I found a podcast all about family history and learning about people's stories, I knew that I had to talk about it on my show. I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. Genealogist Megan Hillier, the host, describes the show like this. I interview guests and share stories and interesting details about their ancestors. The length of each episode is around half an hour. Before we learn about the vibe of Know Your Ancestors, we're going to take a quick break to talk about my guide to help you create a podcast trailer in less than 2 hours. Your podcast needs a trailer. It doesn't matter if you haven't launched your podcast yet or if you've had a podcast for 10 years. But I know what you're thinking. I've heard that podcast trailers are helpful, but I don't have time to set aside to make that happen. That's where you're wrong. Making a podcast trailer doesn't have to take weeks. You can create a beautiful podcast trailer in less than 2 hours that will get potential listeners to start listening to your show and keep listening. All you have to do is follow my step-by-step podcast trailer guide. Go through each of the 8 steps, and by the end, you'll have an awesome podcast trailer. Grab this guide in the link in the show notes. Now we get to hear from Megan about how the best stories from our ancestors don't come from the royalty we all think is in our family tree. Megan, thank you so much for being on the Friendly Podcast Guide today. I cannot wait to dive into your show, Know Your Ancestors. But before we do that, can you introduce yourself a little bit to my listeners?
Sure. My name's Megan. I live in Alberta, Canada with my husband and 7 kids. I love family history. I'm a professional genealogist and have loved helping people learn how to get started with their family history. And then just recently, I started a new podcast where I help people get excited about their family history. So I don't know if you want me to talk about the podcast now or...
Well, truly, my next question is, why did you start your podcast? So...
Okay, well, we'll go with that then. All right. So I kind of started out sharing with people how to do their own family history. And I had a podcast before where I shared, you know, more like tangible tips and things about that to kind of inspire people to do their own family history.
Sure.
But earlier this year, I felt like I wanted to kind of shift gears and get people excited about their family history and about hearing the discoveries that people can make in their own family tree. So I started a new podcast about, it's kind of like the show, like Who Do You Think You Are, or Finding Your Roots, where they get celebrities and they research their family tree and then share things with them. So I'm doing that kind of on a much smaller scale, where I interview content creators or influencers. And I get a little bit of information about their family tree. I have some genealogists that help with that, and we research their family a bit and then share some cool things with them on the podcast. So why do I make my podcast? I love it. And I want to help people find out that everyone has a story. Everyone's family has unique things that happened, hard things, fun things, scary things, traumatic things. And everyone is... like, we all are a part of our ancestors. And when we learn about who they were, and we can kind of bring their story to life a bit by looking at different details that I share in the podcast, this helps us feel like we're part of something bigger. And I feel very strongly about that there's power in knowing who our ancestors were and their lives. So I just want to share that message with the world.
Yes. When you're able to see yourself as part of a big, wonderful group, then I feel like you just, at least for me, I guess I can't talk for everyone. For me, I feel so much more like empowered to go and like take on the world and do whatever I need to do to make this world better. So I think your podcast is great. And I love the idea of sharing people's stories because everyone loves a good story.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. And I love, but like when I'm researching and compiling their story, like their ancestor stories, it's a lot of fun. And I always find new things and I'm like, how did that happen?
Yes.
So that's like my favorite part of it is just finding all the stories and putting it all together and sharing it with them is a lot of fun.
For sure. Okay. So my next question, I think, is kind of going to be a two-parter because usually I ask like, what do you want people like listeners to get out of your podcast? But I want to hear that. But I also want to hear like what you want the like your guests to get out of it, because I feel like they get a lot out of it too. So let's do listeners first. So what do you want listeners to get out of your listening to your show?
Yeah, I guess just a curiosity about their own family. I want them to get excited to maybe take a second look at, you know, their ancestors that maybe they think it's boring to, you know, learn about them. But just to realize that they were actually real people. They had lives and their lives have influenced ours, you know? So I guess that's what I want them to get out of it, to see the connection between them and their ancestors and how learning more about their ancestors can enrich their own lives.
Definitely. And then like flip side, or maybe not flip side, but guess, what do you want your guests to get out of being on the show and like learning about their ancestors?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Cause we just really give them a little glimpse into their family tree. We don't talk about everything. But I guess just to see that their ancestors were real people, that they lived lives, and I had a guest we do a little preparatory interview where I kind of find out, sure, you know, who are you most interested in, stuff like that. And she like wanted, she's like, well, I think I have like royalty in this Irish line and that'd be really cool to hear about. Like, well, probably not going to get that far back. so I think seeing that even our ancestors that just lived like 100, 200 years ago, they had cool things happen. They had hard things happen. And when we learn about those people, that maybe they seem less glamorous or less exciting as like those royalty lines that we think we have in our family tree, everyone does. but it's even more powerful, I feel, to learn about those close ancestors because they're the ones that affect us more now. So yes, yeah, the same thing I want the listeners to get and the guests that I have on there, I guess it's the same kind of motivation that I hope that they feel.
Yeah. Well, and when you talked about the royals, I do feel like everyone's like, I want to know that my ancestors were royal. And I think it's really nice when you can see like the normal people, like you were saying, that are in your line that just like live normal lives, like just to see how awesome they are and to be reminded that like I might live a relatively normal life, but I'm awesome too. Like the things that I accomplish are great and like I can help people just like my ancestors did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
So how would you describe the vibe of your show? Like what can people expect when they're listening?
I guess the vibe is lighthearted, not too serious, but I mean obviously there is some tender parts that come up sometimes in people's families.
Definitely. Would you use the word like conversational? Like you're just like kind of having a conversation about like with the other person about their ancestors?
Yeah. So a lot of it is me, you know, kind of explaining about their family. I do it on YouTube too. So you can see the pictures of their ancestors or their homes or things like that. And then kind of just get their reaction to it. You know, what are you feeling about this? How does that make you feel seeing that your ancestor, you know, left home at 13 all on their own, you know, like different things.
Totally. And that's cool. I love that it's on YouTube too. because that does add a whole nother element to like be able to actually see the pictures. Yeah. That's super fun. And a big part of family history that a lot of people don't realize or think about. That's awesome. So I'm going to ask you what your favorite episode is. But before I do that, to give you a second to think about it, where can people find you and the show?
So people can find me on Instagram, Megan Hillier. That's where I share most of my stuff. But the podcast is called Know Your Ancestors. So you can find that on any podcast platform, on YouTube. Also, Know Your Ancestors. My website is knowyourancestors.co.co. So that's where you can find updates from the website. By the time this podcast goes live, I will be also offering this, they're called Ancestry Story Sessions, Story Weaving Sessions, where if you, as a listener, want me to look at your family tree and do the same thing that I do for a podcast, but for you, a bit more in depth, it would be an hour long, as opposed to the episodes are about 20 to 40 minutes. You can find all that information on my website as well. So
nice. Perfect. Okay. I'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes so that people can go directly where they want to. And okay. So now, favorite episode, what is your favorite episode that you have so far, or a couple? Cause I know it's hard to choose just one.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to share an episode that's going to come out this month, but it will be out by the time you hear this episode.
Perfect.
And that is episode 10 with Christy Deuce. She's actually a childhood friend, and she was the one that wanted to like learn about her Irish royal ancestors. And I'm we're probably not going to get there. But so I just asked her what family line she like wanted to learn about. And she said it was her Graham family line, because she said there's just kind of, I know she knew there was some stuff going on there. Hmm. That was all she told me. But okay. So I started looking at that line and found her great grandfather, that he was married three times, twice to the same wife. And when the divorce, and it just seemed a little messy, looked yeah. more into him. And it turned out his mother died when he was like a toddler. His father died when he was six and had previously been sent to an insane asylum. So there was just like a lot of hard stuff in that family line. And she's like, like that makes sense now. Mm. It's her great grandfather, who was a son of this man. He left home at 13, came to Canada, seemingly all on his own, had a lot of hardships, and eventually committed suicide. She's like, I thought it was just, you know, financial stuff, but it seems like there was probably a lot more stuff going on in his life.
Sure.
Drama, etc. So, you know, so that was really a cool episode to hear. You know, because that's kind of how I'm wanting to help people realize how our ancestors' lives affect their own, for good or bad. So, yeah.
Well, and you showed how, like, her great grandfather was influenced by his own ancestors, right? Like, it was like a two.
Yeah. Yeah. And patterns can keep going. And yeah, and I feel like when we see those patterns and recognize them as we learn about our ancestors, that can help us, because a lot of us are perpetuating those same patterns, and we can be the ones to stop.
Definitely. Yeah. And see them and change and be the one that shifts even just a little bit to make everything a little bit better. That's really touching, like, and inspiring. That's awesome. I will make sure to link that in the show notes too, so that people can go and listen to that episode. I like to always ask, because most of my listeners are moms, is your podcast okay for little ears, or is this one for headphones?
It'd be fine for little ears. I'm not a swear. I mean, there are some episodes that, like, there was one, his ancestors were, some of them died during the Holocaust, but I mean, yeah, it should be fine for little ears.
Okay. Cool. Well, truly, and I mostly ask that just so that moms can get a feel, like, for what to look for. And for me, at least, I can usually tell from the podcast title and the show notes if this is going to be a good fit. So yeah, I just like to double check, and I think that's great. Is there anything that you want to add that we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, I just hope that this podcast helps people to to see that there's more to their story. Our ancestors are part of our story. So
definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I cannot wait for my listeners to find your show and listen to all these awesome stories.
Thank you.
Doesn't that conversation just make you want to go and learn all about your amazing ancestors? If you know someone who could use Know Your Ancestors in their life, will you share this episode with them? Also, if you've been putting off making a podcast trailer, but you know it's time, grab my step-by-step podcast trailer guide. Talk to you soon. It makes my heart happy when everyone just has headphones on, yeah. Which sounds so nerdy when I just said that out loud, but here we are.
That's all right.